This is Stacey Francis Bayman. Is your club looking for new kit? Don't forget to try the 3D kit designer online at flyhawk.com.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Let's speak to somebody that's just taken part in the Nations Cup. More importantly, he'll be playing for Storm next season. Hanisha, great to speak to you here on the Netball Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Firstly, let's have a quick look at the Nations Cup. Did you enjoy it?
Of course, I did. For the very first time weekend, playing in the Nations Cup. I think all the girls were excited. I was excited as well. So it was such a brilliant tournament. Lots of learning and I loved it.
And playing against some of the world's best as well. Always something special.
Yes, I think, you know, I've had an opportunity to play against England, New Zealand, but I had never played against Australia. I think the very first time we played against Australia was in the Fast Fives, and that's not like really netball. So it's netball, but like not netball sevens. So you don't get the feel of what exactly Australia would look like. So playing them was really, really exciting. I loved every minute of it.
It was so sweet of them as well, because they gave you little gifts at the end of the game as well, didn't they? It's things like that that makes it really special for everybody that's involved.
Absolutely. I think the girls were amazing on court. And, you know, just hearing a few words from the captain and, you know, saying that we're such an amazing team and, you know, they enjoyed playing against us, I think was exciting. And we're looking forward to playing against Australia as much as we can. Such a brilliant team to play against.
It won't be too long. What learnings did you take from the Nations Cup overall? Just that growth?
Well, I think, you know, I said that the biggest thing you can learn from such a tournament, or the biggest thing you can get out of such a tournament, is experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, seeing the girls, some of the girls play for the very first time in such a major international tournament was really exciting. Looking at how much they can actually nail the basics of netball, just going on court and playing some brilliant netball was really exciting to see. We might not necessarily have won any game, but I think, you know, our performances or how we played shows that we're such a fearless team. We can grow, we can be better. But yeah, there's a lot of work that has to go down. Investment in netball Uganda, or, you know, the girls getting the support, the required support to get to such a level, you know, having to win against Australia, it requires a whole lot of work and consistently improving. So honestly, there's been a lot of learning. You can only learn to be a better player in netball. And like I said, I enjoyed every minute of it. I've learned. I was challenged in all ways, honestly, playing against Greece the second time and seeing what, you know, an amazing player she is, just playing against Cadwell. You've got to learn so many things from all these girls. And if you're smart, you've got to go out there and, you know, put in a lot of work to just improve on your game.
People over here in the UK also admire, I've got a lot of admiration for Coach Fred. What's he brought in particular to your game?
Well, I think, I mean, I've always been a shooter back in Uganda, and, you know, we've not had really, you know, tall goalkeepers or defenders in general in terms of netball in Uganda. So before the Commonwealth Games, he told me, I think you're very defensive. You can actually be a great goalkeeper if you look at it. You can play both, but I think you can be a great goalkeeper. And then I tried it out, and he told me you just need to master your craft, but I think you can be one amazing goalkeeper. And for me, I think the most important thing that I learned from him is just being a confident player. He doesn't really talk too much. He's going to tell you one or two things, and it's up to you to just take these things seriously or not. So he's helped me to be an extremely confident player in terms of defense, and you know, reminding me constantly that I can be a great goalkeeper. I think for me is one thing I'll never, you know, take for granted. I really appreciate it. You don't get that from so many coaches in Uganda, honestly. So having that constant reminder from him, something really exciting. And I feel like I had a great, World Cup. We played really well. And playing as a goalkeeper and as a goal shooter at the same time at the World Cup, I mean, was exciting as well. I mean, you want a coach that is going to trust you, believe in you, and just push you to be the very best. And I think that's why he's that for me.
A brilliant World Cup then. You fully enjoyed it?
Yes, I did. Of course, we were the best in Africa. I think for me, the most exciting game was, you know, of course, you know, winning against South Africa on home ground. That is very, very difficult. But yeah, looking at the girls, we know what we can put on court. Honestly, like I said, we're such a fearless team. We are surprising as well. We're not scared to go out there and play some really great netball and know the basics of netball really well. And just winning against South Africa was just, you know, amazing. I enjoyed the World Cup, really. Yeah.
You're still smiling about it. You're still smiling about it, aren't you?
Yes.
Hey. For 2024, then, you're going to be part of Surrey Storm. How did that decision come about?
Well, had a few opportunities from, you know, a couple of clubs after the World Cup. And I had to, at the end of the day, I had to make a decision what club I had to join. But yeah, I wanted to join a club or be in a space, an environment that's going to give me an opportunity to learn their style of play and grow on court and off court. And I think Storm is giving me that. I said it before, Storm is a great place to be. The coaches are really amazing. Miki, Bianca, Mel, absolutely incredible. And, you know, coaches that don't just care about what you're going to give them on court, but also how you are out of that court is just so important. So I'm looking forward to playing for Storm. I'm excited for this particular season. I know it's going to be tough. It's going to be extremely, extremely tough. But yeah, I relish the opportunity and the challenge.
You're hoping that the Super League continues to strengthen your game?
Obviously, that's what I'm looking forward to. I mean, playing against some of the strong, amazing players and netball players in the world, I think should help me grow, honestly. Not just at the club, but throughout the league, throughout the season. So I'm working so hard. I am putting in the work behind the scenes, and I hope it's just visible when, you know, the season begins.
But you can't wait until the season starts?
Of course, I can't wait. I am really excited, honestly. This is what you work for some time, to play in such a league, to play netball at a high level. So I'm really excited.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.